And we are going to give some thought to how baptism, how does water baptism point away from itself to the gospel? If you have a Bible, in just a moment, we're going to look at Romans 6. So if you want to turn there, you can do that. Romans 6. But I want to start with just basically what does the word to baptize mean? It's an ancient word, and it has been around for a long time. And outside of the Bible, in the non-Jewish world, in the non-Christian Greek world, it was not a boring word at all. The word was used to describe the dipping of cloth into a dye if you wanted to change its color. The word was used to describe how someone perished by drowning. That's the word. The word was also used for the sinking of a ship. You see, that's not a boring word when those things happen. Now, in the Old Testament, the Jews used the word in a similar way. They used it metaphorically for destruction, like being overwhelmed by your enemy in battle, being flooded over by your enemy. It was also the word they used that described what a Gentile did in water when he converted from his pagan god or gods to the one true God of Israel, Yahweh. That's a radical word because that was a radical change. That great change of life for the Jews required an outward interaction with water that portrayed outwardly what they believed happened inwardly in the Gentile. A complete change. And so they took him into water and they baptized him. In the New Testament starts off with a central figure whose name is John the Baptist. So it picks up with the same idea and the word continues to mean the same thing, except John was doing something shocking. He was actually calling Jews into that Gentile baptism. For a Jew to come to John, a Jew, and say, baptize me, they were saying, I have spiritually been as far away as a Gentile has been from Yahweh. And I'm going to leave that kind of Yahweh-less living behind, and I'm going to come to God, and I'm going to be ready for his Messiah who is coming. That's radical. That's a radical statement for a Jew to make. And it required, from John's perspective, an interaction with water that would portray outwardly to anybody who was watching what had already occurred inwardly in the life of the unbeliever or the Jew. Completely overwhelmed by water, completely coming out of the water. Where was John the Baptist doing all of his baptizing? He was in the river. He was in the Jordan. Jesus picks up the word and he doesn't change the meaning of it at all. There's no sense anywhere in the Bible of the meaning of the word or the mode or the interaction with water changing. He picks up the same meaning and he commands his disciples in Matthew 28, 19 and 20 to go and make disciples of all the nations and to be sure to baptize them. Same idea meant. It required, when anybody became a follower of Jesus Christ, that required an interaction with water that would portray outwardly the radical change that they believed took place inside. So there was complete submersion and then being completely brought out. So the meaning of the word to baptize means to immerse. It means to be covered by water. It means to be overcome by water. It means to be submerged. It means to plunge under. And this is what God wants to publicly communicate through water baptism. It's a radical message. And each of these three who are coming forward today have already had this radical message change their life. And they want to display it outwardly to you this morning. Romans 6 talks about how when you come to Christ, your life is radically altered. Your relationship to sin is completely changed. Paul says in the end of verse 2, how shall we who died to sin still live in it? You see, there's been a radical change that has taken place where there's been a death to sin. Verse 3, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Now, Paul is writing to Christians, and as he looks back at him, he says, you remember long ago when you were baptized in the past. And he's saying that public baptism points to something of a radical inward power that has taken place in their life. What does going under the water portray to us who watch? That something radical took place. A death took place. A burial with Christ. You were buried with Christ. God has already brought about that burial in Christ with each one of these here this morning. It's a spiritual death that has taken place. And primarily in this chapter, that death brought about a fundamental change of their relationship with sin. Sin is no longer their master. Sin is no longer powerful over them like it once was. And being submerged into water this morning, being immersed into the water, it portrays outwardly that they have already died to sinful living as they once had without the Lord Jesus. So then what does coming up out of the water portray? To those of us who watch this morning, that another radical event has taken place, that they have been raised with Christ to walk in a brand new life, to walk in newness of life, Paul says. God has accomplished in them already this being raised to newness of life. He united them with Christ buried, Christ crucified, Christ raised from the dead, all so that it might bring about a new relationship with God through Jesus. They are alive now to God through Jesus. And they are now capable of doing what they were never capable of doing before God saved them. Before, they never had a desire to please God. And even if they thought they did, they wanted to do it in a way that wasn't pleasing to God. And now they have a new mind, a new heart. They're new creations in Christ. And in this new creation, they are equipped by God to live a life that is pleasing with God. They will still continue to sin, but their relationship with sin has been fundamentally altered. Sin is not their master anymore. Jesus is their master. And the power of God in the gospel is more powerful than their sin. So each one of these today is proclaiming to you through their spoken word that this death and separation has already been accomplished within them. And they just want to share it with you. They want to boast in Jesus Christ before you. Baptism is not a work that they're going to do in hopes that God will respond to what they're doing. It's just the opposite. God has already worked in their life in the power of the gospel, and they are responding in obedience to demonstrate outwardly what has already taken place inwardly within them. So it's important to not miss this. This is all about Jesus. This is not about the war stories of what happened in their life before they were Christians. This is about Jesus. And each of these three want to boast in their Savior.